If Labor's elected next March, they'll ditch the $662 million Riverbank Arena plan, the centrepiece of Premier Stephen Marshall's re-election pitch, and use all the funds to repair the health system. Joining me to discuss Labor's budget response is Shadow Minister for Regional Development, Claire Scriven. Hi, Claire.
Hi, good to be with you.
Now, Labor's often been at the forefront of major infrastructure builds, including the major Adelaide Oval redevelopment. Many people critical at that time. I remember they said money should be spent on health. It's turned out to be quite a clever investment, though. So why take a stand against progress in Adelaide's Riverbank precinct now?
Look, I think this is all about priorities. We've seen the worst ramping ever happening in Adelaide. We're seeing regional areas crying out for funding across all sorts of different areas, including, of course, health is a major one. We just don't think that now is the time to be spending close to $700 million on a city basketball stadium when there are so many other things that are more important to be built. More important to be funded rather than the basketball stadium.
So quite a lot more, I imagine, you want to be spending on health. What would some of those priority areas be?
Well, I think there's a lot of areas that need to be addressed. Mental health has been an issue across the state and particularly in regional areas. And the government's made much of supposedly an investment in mental health in this budget. But I asked the health minister in Parliament this week how many of the new mental health beds will be in regional areas, and essentially the answer was zero. So that's really obviously not a good thing for regional areas, and it does really play into what we're seeing from this budget from the government. It is very, very Adelaide-centric, and what we need to be doing is looking at our residents across the state. As you know, I live regionally myself, and we need to make sure that all of those issues are being addressed rather than focusing $700 million almost on a city basketball stadium or arena. It really just isn't the right priority. We want to see the crucial areas addressed that are crying out, such as addressing the ramping issue, such as addressing mental health. And of course, in our regional areas, as we know, we've also got issues around affordable housing. There's rental crises in a number of areas in regional areas, and none of those are addressed in this budget.
Yeah. Another thing that has come out of all of this, which has been sort of bubbling away, is investment needed in the freeway. I mean, the state government has been spending quite a lot of money on the southeastern freeway, but congestion is becoming a growing problem as well.
Look, it is. And investment in the freeway, I think no one would be arguing with that. But what I did see in the budget in terms of, for example, the Murray Bridge area is, with the exception of the upgrade of the old Murray Bridge, which is welcome, nearly all of the other announcements were actually just re-announcements of funding from last year. The Local Government Infrastructure Partnership Program was announced in October of last year, and then the successful applicants were announced in March of this year, and yet they're re-announced in this budget as though they're new programs for Murray Bridge and the surrounding areas. Look, and I think that's really unfair. That's smoke and mirrors for regional people. There's just one or maybe two new projects and then all of these re-announced. So I don't think that's a respectful way to treat people in our regional areas.
And Claire Scriven, if Labor were to be re-elected in March, what sort of investment would there be in public transport?
We're developing our policy on public transport. As you know, I've been quite vocal about the lack of action despite the statements prior to the election from the member for Hammond. Murray Bridge has got some real issues there. And so we're working through that policy development process and we'll be able to announce our policies closer to the election.
Well, I appreciate your time today. Thanks so much for joining us, Claire Scriven.
Thanks for having me.